With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting President Trump is putting the Iranian government on notice. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
After authorizing deadly airstrikes against Yemen's Houthi rebels over the weekend, the president warned Iran that it would suffer the consequences for further attacks by the group. He has explicitly linked the Houthi actions to Iran. The president described the Houthis as sinister mobsters and thugs and warned any attack by the group would be met with great force. Greg Clugston, Washington.
As one deadly storm system exits in the east, more is expected in the west.
The National Weather Service says it's investigating just how many tornadoes blew through the Midwest and South, killing more than three dozen and destroying hundreds of homes and businesses. Meteorologist Mark Chouinard.
Friday, like 46, and then 41 on Saturday.
The severe weather also included deadly dust storms, fires, and flooding. Chouinard says what's left is rain along the east coast, which should clear Monday, but another storm is forecast for the Rockies and Plains over the next couple of days. I'm Julie Walker.
President Donald Trump will speak with Russian President Vladimir Putin on Tuesday as efforts continue to end the war in Ukraine, a move that could represent a possible pivot point in the conflict and an opportunity for Trump to continue reorienting American foreign policy. Trump disclosed the upcoming conversation to reporters while flying from Florida to Washington on Air Force One on Sunday evening, while the Kremlin confirmed Putin's participation on Monday morning. Trump said land and power plants are part of the conversation around ending the war in Ukraine, which began when Russia invaded 3 years ago. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 353 points. This is SRN News. Are Americans getting more rude?
A lot of Americans say yes. A new poll from the Pew Research Center finds 47% of adults believe society has become generally more coarse and rude since the pandemic. Americans who answered the survey mention a surge in foul language and impolite behavior in public. Is it a sign of the times? Hard to say, but in Matthew 24:12, Jesus warned there would come a day when, quote, because of the increase of wickedness, the love of most will grow cold. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Mainline Protestant denominations are losing ground. When the Episcopal Church announced cuts to its national staff last month, it was the latest in a long-running cycle. Declines in membership leading to declines in funding and thus in staff. The Presbyterian Church USA announced similar cuts to staff at its headquarters and in its global missions program recently. This is SRN News. A SpaceX capsule has arrived at the International Space Station, delivering the replacements for NASA's two stuck astronauts.
The new crew pulled up Sunday. The four newcomers will spend some time learning the station's ins and outs from Wilmore and Williams. Then it will be time for those two to end their nine-month stay and head home Tuesday evening. They expected to be gone just a week when they launched on Boeing's first astronaut flight last June. The Starliner capsule had so many problems that NASA insisted it come back empty. Wilmore and Williams will come back via SpaceX. John Scott reporting.
A federal judge dismissed the charges against a Minnesota man accused of hiding a stolen pair of ruby slippers that Judy Garland wore in The Wizard of Oz. Prosecutors informed the court that he died Sunday. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.